Hello everyone, thank you so much for joining this session. I hope you are doing well and keeping safe. I also hope that you are enjoying the conference for those who have been attending since yesterday and also some of the sessions that happened earlier today. My name is Laura Mugeha. I am joining in from Nairobi, Kenya. I'm a geospatial engineer by profession, and I currently work with a social enterprise locally. And additionally, I'm also a regional ambassador for a cool network called Youth Mappers. And actually for today's session, I'll be sharing more about Youth Mappers, who we are, what we do, and why we do what we do. And lastly, I thought I'd share that I'm also very passionate about open technology. So regularly you'd find me at a similar event, either participating and attending one to learn more about the ever-changing open technology space. And at times speaking at one like today, and at times even organizing for one locally. So I was very excited to get a chance to attend the conference today and to also share with everyone. So as we get started, if you have any questions, feel free to share those with us and we'll be able to have an open discussion at the end of this session. So I'll just get right into it. So who are Youth Mappers? Youth Mappers is a global network of student-led university clubs. And these university clubs are groups of students who are interested in open mapping. And to create a chapter, an existing GIS or mapping club in the university can affiliate their chapter to their network so that they can continue having their activities, but also incorporate a number of Youth Mappers activities. And at times also students just come together and create an entirely new club or chapter. And the network is mainly funded by the USAID GeoCenter and was started a couple of years ago with just four universities in the USA. In a number of years, this network has grown to over 200 chapters in over 50 countries across the globe. And chapters do not just consist of undergraduate students, they also consist of postgraduate students. So people are also pursuing their master's degrees and their PhDs are able to also join a chapter or even create one. And what we do is that we mainly focus on using open technology to create free, open and reusable geographic data. And most of our work is usually done through the OpenStreetMap platform. And how the network is structured is that our activities are not just youth-centered, but the network is fully youth-led and youth-driven. And what this means is that chapters are fully led by the students, but with the support of a faculty member who's usually a lecturer or a member of staff from the university that is hosting that particular club. And as I'd shared before, our main goal is to create open geographic data that is reusable. And we mainly work using the OpenStreetMap platform. OpenStreetMap, which is mostly referred to as the Wikipedia of maps, is a collaborative project that allows us to create a free and open editable map of the world. And OSM mainly works through community organization and through enriching this data that's on the map with local knowledge. In as much as anyone can contribute to the map, it is very essential and important that also local information is added. So for example, as I'll share after this, you'll notice that one is able to add a line or a polygon, which can be a road and a building, but it's also very important to have more information, or as we would call them, attributes to what has just been what has been added to the map. So if we've added a polygon and we have specified that this is a building, it's also important to understand what this building is. Is it a commercial structure or is this a health facility? And if it's a health facility, what kind of services are offered in this facility? And what are the working hours and much more information that is needed by various users of this data? So yes, as the platform is open, anyone can create an account and edit the map and add features to the map. And also anyone can improve it with local knowledge. So both you and I, from wherever we are located, we are able to add more information to all these features that are on the map. It can be a town that you're living in, it can be a town that you are visiting. it doesn't matter. So long as you are in a local area, you are able to improve the map if you'd wish to. And there are a number of tools that are available to use. And lastly, anyone can use this data for any purpose. So this data is available for download in case you need geospatial data for your analytics. And it's also available for direct use in case you're building web applications and mobile applications. I think it's very important to highlight those three characteristics of OpenStreetMap, because youth mappers are fully engaged in all these activities. They contribute to virtually to projects by adding and tracing roads and buildings on the map. And they also work closely with other communities to add local information to the map. And lastly, they're using OpenStreetMap data for various users and applications in their countries and in their cities. And you might be wondering then, why are we mapping? What's the whole excitement about this? And why is it important? I think with the SDGs and just being 10 years away, where we're going to measure global progress, we've seen the importance for making data-informed decisions. Even with the COVID-19 pandemic and the current work ongoing on distributing vaccines, at the moment, due to inadequate resources, vaccines are only being issued to where there's a great need. And for us to be able to know where there's a great need, we need data to understand this. And this can be applied in so many different sectors. So there's a great need to make data-informed decisions for us to achieve sustainable development, or for us to even be able to implement the simplest of solutions. And for us to make data-informed decisions, we need data. And it's also important for people to have location data or geospatial data. There's a common quote in the GIS space. I don't know who this quote is attributed to, but I really love it. And it says that all problems are location-based, therefore all solutions must be location-specific. And this just means that it, even as in as much as different people, different groups, companies, and organizations are working on providing solutions, it's very important to understand how these solutions can work in different locations, because it's very clear that it's impossible to have one global solution for everything around the world. Say even, for example, in sanitation, it's impossible to have one solution to solve all the sanitation problems around the world, because different areas have different sanitation problems. I'll use an example in Nairobi. Nairobi being a city, there are a number of informal settlements. And we also have a number of high-end estates. So when thinking about sanitation problems in an informal settlement, people have inadequate access to even sanitation infrastructure to use. And it's when you're thinking about solutions to such a problem, it's also impossible to build a sewer system that can work in such an area. So when you're thinking about then providing sanitation to these people, you have to think differently, as you'd have thought for a high-end estate, where you can think about implementing a sewer system and then working more on managing the system. And that's where location data comes in. For you to be able to even understand how an informal settlement is, you'll have to understand the structure of that community. How are the buildings looking like? How are the roads looking like? How's the terrain like for a sewer system to work there or not work there? So there's a great need for geospatial data for various purposes. And with us agreeing that there's a need for data and geospatial data, we can also agree there's a huge need for open geospatial data. Acquiring geospatial data and even data in general can be expensive. Either if we are doing it directly by ourselves, or we're going to the field to collect this data, and even at times when we are purchasing data from companies, because there are people whose business is actually selling data, it can be very expensive, and this can be very limiting to a number of people, even if you're thinking about people in third world countries, where there are very limited resources. There's very little to invest in collecting data and such things, or even buying data. So that creates an opportunity to actually have open data that can be used and reused for by several people for different purposes. And lastly, I think with open data and having more data being released as openly to in the world, we then get a chance to even carry out more research. You get a chance to be more innovative because we now have most of the resources to support our work. And lastly, we also map because it enables us to create communities of people who have a common goal and a common purpose. And through these communities, we get to network, we get to learn from each other, and we also get to work on very impactful initiatives and solutions. And as I shared, since most of our activities are on OpenStreetMap, there's a huge contribution from the network to the platform. And as you can see, even on the map, there's like a global this global contribution from the Youth Mappers Network. And Youth Mappers get to participate in a number of projects. Through the Youth Mappers Network, we have focused projects that are created by the network partners such as USAID, and students get a chance to work on those directly. But also chapters get to contribute to other openly available projects by other humanitarian organizations. And lastly, chapters also get a chance to create their own projects and work on them. So this contribution is just not to one initiative, but it's to various initiatives and projects that are available across the world. And because I've just shared about the SDGs and sustainable development, I think Youth Mappers is contributing to a number of these in a number of ways. It's either directly through what the network is doing and what it's pushing for, but it's also through the projects that are being carried out by the network. So I will start by sharing just a few of the SDGs. And the first one is on health. I think since the end of 2019 and last year, we can all see how the health sector can affect all these other sectors and even how we live our lives. Obviously, with the COVID-19 pandemic and it's even going global and being a challenge for many people across the world, there are a number of responses to COVID-19, a number of responses in terms of being GIS and mapping. I think it's at that period that we saw a lot of dashboards that had maps and showing the number of cases.